in order to make sure that you get the correct color, you might take a little square of cloth with you. What would you call that? So you're taking a what with you?
Piece.
A piece. Have you ever heard people call that a sample?
And a scrap.
Or a scrap. Okay. What about if a girl has a little girl is wearing a very becoming dress and you like it, you might tell her, well, my goodness, that sure is a
pretty
dress. Okay. And you might say, well, that dress of yours sure is pretty, but that one over there is even
prettier.
Uh-huh. And of all of them, this is the
prettiest.
Okay. What do you call that thing that you wear when you're in the kitchen to protect your dress?
Apron.
Okay. And this thing right here is a riding
pin.
Uh-huh. And you would use a safety, what, to hold a baby's diaper together?
Pin.
Uh-huh. Okay. And a dime is worth how many cents?
10 cents.
Okay. What does a man's three-piece suit consist of?
Vest, coat, pants.
Okay. Have you ever heard men call pants anything else?
Trousers.
Trousers. Okay. What about these old-fashioned things that men work in? Well, I don't know if y'all are that old-fashioned, but they're in one piece, you know, and they have straps.
Overalls.
Overalls. Okay. Talking about the word bring. You say, well, I bring something now. Yesterday I
brought.
Uh-huh, and I have.
Brought.
Okay. If a coat won't fit your husband this year, you might say, well, it won't fit this year, but last year it
fit it
perfectly. Okay. And if his old suit that he wears to church is worn out, he might have to go downtown to buy a new
suit.
Buy a new suit. Okay. And you've probably seen a little boy, you know, especially one who likes to collect things, just stuff his pockets full of stuff until they
stick out.
Stick out. Or have you ever heard people use another word to describe that other than stick out? His pockets are so full that they bulge, maybe.
Bulge.
Might use that. Okay. And talking about, if you put a shirt that's not sanforized into hot water, it'll probably do what?
Draw up,
or maybe another word that you could use would be what?
Shrink.
Shrink. Okay, talk about that word shrink. It might shrink now. If you did it yesterday it
drew. It shrunk.
Okay. And it has
shrunk.
Okay. What about, do you have a break coming up here? Do y'all usually have breaks between classes?
Yes.
When does it come up? Is it 10 o'clock or before?
I don't know. I don't ever notice.
You probably want to take a break in a few minutes. Maybe at 10 or something like that.
It depends on what, if you want to take a break.
Okay, we'll just take one about 15 minutes if you want to.
Okay.
Okay. What about if a woman is going out somewhere, she might spend a lot of time in front of the mirror, you know, you say she's doing what?
Crimping.
Uh-huh. If a man is doing that same thing, if he's getting ready to go out somewhere, would you say he's primping?
I tell my husband he's primping.
Is that right?
I don't know if I would say it to somebody else.
Uh-huh. Okay. What do you call that thing that, I don't know if you came in with one or not, but a woman uses it to carry a bag? Uh-huh. Have you ever heard that call anything else?
Pocketbook.
Pocketbook or
purse.
Okay. What would you call a smaller one you might use to keep change in? Might have a clasp on it.
Change purse.
Okay. And you wear, some women wear on their wrists, those things that they wear on the wrists.
Bracelet.
Or if it's, you wear it on your neck, it's
necklace.
A necklace. Okay. What about these things that some men attach to their pants on the front and the back to help hold them up? They run across the shoulders.
Suspenders.
Have you ever heard suspenders called anything else?
Galluses.
Galluses. Uh-huh. Okay.